John?
Well, today we have a guest speaker with us, Willie Glay, and most of you are familiar with him and his work because we talk about it and pray about it pretty often here in the congregation. And it's been, well, I remember because I just got here and Blanco when Willie was here last time, so it's been about 8 years ago. But the history with Willie Glay and his church goes back further than that. In Ghana, Africa, Willie Glay come in contact with the church through World Bible School, which many of you have had a lot of work with. And it was through that he was converted, came to the States at Brown Trail School of Preaching, and graduated from there. But when he began that work, due to the contact of this congregation, as I understand it in the past, it had with Maxie Boren, there was a relationship, and so the church started to support Willie and the school, and through all these years has been with him. And he's been working over there since he got out of school over 20 years. So it's been a long time. And, you know, Willie was talking to me and the elders the other day about some of the things he's involved in. He'll be telling you about all of that. I cannot remember all of it because it's a lot of things. But certainly a school of preaching is one of the main things that's really advanced the cause there. And churches of Christ being established in that area and then having someone to continue to teach them and preach them. I think he said they had 11 this year. They've had more in previous years, but this year they have 11 students in the school of preaching. And, you know, overseeing that work, which Willie does, and the teachers, and also there's a Marzip Hill Christian School where kids from the public are able to attend. You know, all of that's a big work. Just here yesterday, I heard somebody mention this, and so I thought I'd Google it up, Willie Glay in Ghana. And he came up on Facebook, and his gospel, the gospel chariots, big red trucks, and they had a picture of one, and they had chairs stored in it. And I think a baptistry in it as well. And so they're able to go from place to place and preach the gospel and baptize people, start a church there, and now able to provide them with preachers as well. He's also involved with Togo in that area of Africa and the work there. Anyway, a lot of things. There is one member here that's been there, Buttles. Buttles has been there. He's laid eyes on that land and on the work over there. And Willie was telling us the other day, he's always so encouraging to have somebody come over from the States to see it firsthand. So if ever you're in Ghana, stop by and see Willie. Right?
Good morning. It's good to be back. Can you hear me? It's good to be back. As John said, it's been 8 years. The last time that I was here, a lot has gone on, and the most difficult part of this mission work is coming back to report. You have to stay away from home for some time, and since it's been 8 years, driving has also become a little bit difficult for me because the roads have changed so much. And but I'm managing. I'm managing because it helps me. It makes it very easy for me to drive by myself instead of having someone drive me to places. But I'm thankful that on Friday I arrived here in Blanco. I left home on the 12th of August and got to Dallas I left on the 12th, got here on the 13th. So Friday was 2 weeks since I arrived here in the US. And I've been to a couple of places. And this morning, all we are going to do is I know that you have received my reports, you have read them, but it's also good to just at one sitting go through some of the things that, you know, I've been doing for the past 8 years. So that's what we are going to be doing this morning. My mission is Togo, Ghana, Togo mission. I started with Ghana, but in 1995, I decided to go into Togo and started the work over there. So what we are going to be seeing this morning is both Ghana and Togo mission work. So I'm going to start by, though the pictures are very faint, but Ghana picture is on the left and the Togo picture is on the right. And I'm going to start by showing you this building. This is where we have our school of preaching. As John said, my main work in Togo is managing the preacher training school that we have over there. I'm the director of the school. And it's a Bear Valley Bible Institute Extension Program. They have several of them around the world, and this is one of them. So this is the building that we are using. It's a five-bedroom house with a five-bedroom house, and we use the bedrooms as dormitories, and one is used as an office. And we have the sitting room, the living room, that we use as a classroom for the students. And also, it's a place of worship for the church that meets here every Sunday. So the congregation that meets here is called the Nyiveme Church of Christ. Nyiveme Church of Christ. That is the area in which this building is located. So we call it the Nyiveme Church. And this congregation has close to about 70 members. And we use this little living room over here. And as you can see, many people sit outside the living room, the place of worship, because it's very little. We are in the process of purchasing a land where we can put up a very nice church building in the future for members to identify with. Here is the children's Bible class during the worship service. Anytime I travel to Togo, I'm given the opportunity to speak, to preach or teach the Bible class. So here I'm teaching a Bible class. So this, even most of them were not in service that day when we took this picture. But you can imagine this number of people fitting into a living room. Okay, it's very difficult, but we do manage it. And this was after worship service. Every worship service, the ladies of the congregation here do meet to have a few discussions to see how best they can help themselves. And one thing that is helping the work greatly in Togo is the unity among the preachers. Immediately I started the school of preaching, I made sure that the preachers would meet together at all times to strengthen each other, to receive encouragement from one another. So all these men you see here are the products of this Bible school. Over the years, we started with only 3 students, then we went to 8 students, and then 15. Then the last graduation, we had 18 students who graduated. And unfortunately, the number fell down to 11 that are in the school at this very moment. So here the preachers meet, discuss issues relating to their congregations, challenges that they are facing. And this is really helping the work in Palime area, because anytime we are going on evangelism, all these preachers come together and they love to just work together. This is another picture of the preachers, and unfortunately, almost all of these preachers don't have any form of regular income. But fortunately, they have continued to serve the Lord. But we don't know how long they are going to continue to do something like this. But we are thankful that they are still cooperating. We need, and on this trip, I'm trying to raise at least $100 for each of these preachers, just as a way of encouraging them. Though it's not enough to be a salary, but a way to encourage them to know that at least they are receiving something. So I'm in the process of doing that. So as we are here this morning, if you decide that, okay, my family and I, my family is going to support one preacher, that would be very fine with $100 a month. And this is the Institute of Biblical Studies. This in French, Bear Valley Bible Institute. This is what is written on the wall of the building where we worship, where the school is. Now, this is a section of the students in class. They are 11. Actually, this classroom was designed for 20 students. 20 students. So anytime we are engaged in recruitment, we always make sure that we have 20 students. Two sit on each table, behind each table. This one of the teachers. This fellow here is one of the first men to graduate from the school. He was one of the first three students who graduated. Now he has opportunity also to teach in the school. Now we are in my newsletters, I've been writing asking people to help us with motorbikes. They don't use cars very much in Togo. They prefer the motorbikes. And all these three motorbikes belong to the school. We had individuals who helped us. One of these motorbikes with the registration and everything cost $1,100 to purchase one of these motorbikes. And this is what they use for evangelism. They go into the villages where vehicles cannot go, these motorbikes can go. So when they are going for personal work, they use their motorbikes. Every Sunday, we send two students to a village to go and help the preacher that is there. So they use the motorbike. One is $1,100. Here is a picture of the students with some of the teachers who helped in teaching at the school. Right now, we have six of them who are teaching. That's another area of need. Those instructors just receive allowances to just help them do this work. It's not a salary. They are not even making $50 a month to teach in this school. And some of them have been doing it for several years now. And so that's another area of need. This is the classroom. This is the largest group that we've had. The 18 students who graduated last year, 18 of them. That's the largest number we've ever had. And this is one of the preachers from Lome. He drives down, come and teach, stays there for about 3-4 days, teach, and then he goes back to Lome. So recently we received these Bibles, Thompson Chain Reference Bibles in French. And we gave this to the students because someone helped us to purchase them. So we decided to take this picture to send back to the person who funded the purchase of these Bibles. Now we realized that since we started the school, we started with three, and as I said, the number grew up to 18 and then came down to 11. We realized that is because they are not being paid, they don't receive any form of encouragement or salary or allowance after they have graduated. So I started thinking about what can we do to encourage them. So we started this computer training program for 11 students. And they love it. We hired a man who comes to teach them on every Tuesday and Thursday after their Bible lessons. So they are doing this, And this is the man who teaches them, the one standing in the, this man, he teaches the class. And all the 11 students are standing over there. But unfortunately, we have only 2 desktop computers for this class. And fortunately for us, whenever he's coming to teach the class, he brings some old laptops. And here too, there's a need. Maybe you have some laptops that you are no longer using, but they are still good. We can take them, send them to Togo, they will be serviced. We want each student to have a laptop because we don't have space enough to store desktop computers. So if each student has a laptop, they can use it for their assignment and other things, and use it also for their studies. So that's another area of need. We are very much involved in, as I said earlier, I've found a way of getting the preachers together quite often, and it helps. So every now and then there's some sort of a workshop, there's a seminar or something, or a conference or something like that. This is what we do whenever the graduation is approaching. We find a day, bring all the past former students together, and then we hold a one-day lecture on leadership for them. And this was an occasion where I was teaching the class. And we do this also. When the graduation is coming, to encourage them, to make them feel happy, we always organize dinner for them at a nearby hotel where they bring their wives and their little kids, and they come and we all sit down and enjoy a meal together. And this is very, very encouraging. Here we have Brother Steve Ashcraft. Steve Ashcraft is the missionary who is coordinating the work in West Africa for Bear Valley Bible Institute. So every graduation he's there, and then we are having a meal together during the dinner for the students. The graduation banner, Church of Christ, Institute of Biblical, Bear Valley Bible Institute. Ceremony where they receive diplomas. The last graduation ceremony was the quatrième promotion, which is the fourth promotion or graduation program. It took place on the 5th of September 2015 at a venue in Parliament. So this was the banner that was in front of the building where we had the graduation ceremony. So here it was time for the director to give a speech. So I gave a speech about what is going on in the school, what our plans are. Here they started receiving their diplomas, as you can see. And then after that, they had to display it. There are many students, but only few were captured here, displaying what they have received. And here we brought all of them together, and they took a picture with the missionary who takes care of, who coordinates Bear Valley Bible Institute's activities. So this was those who came to grace the occasion. In fact, we had about 600 people come in that day to be at this graduation ceremony. So this was the hall where the ceremony took place. And on Sunday, after the graduation program, we always organize a church service where all the churches in the area will come together to worship. And then we allow the students who have just graduated on Saturday to take care of the entire worship service. And this was one that they did. And now, just after the program, I had to meet with them and to encourage them. And we had, somebody has sent some money to be given to each student as a way of encouraging them. And that's what I was doing over here. Then we'll go to our evangelism. Here is a van that was purchased for us by George Funk. He is standing in the middle there. He lives in South Africa. He has this as a mission work where he purchases, he comes to the US, raise funds, and purchase vans for different countries for evangelism. So this was purchased for the school in Togo. And this is what we use in our outreach programs. He came recently on the 3rd of June to visit, and he took this picture with the committee that oversees the chariot. So this is how the van looks. We have a sitting place in there, and then there's the behind it, we have a container. In the container, that's where we keep the PA system, the projectors, and all the equipment that we need are in there. So this is the van. This is our setup whenever we go out to preach. This is our setup. This is the World Bible School banner. This tent. This is the tent under which some of the workers sit. And then we conduct Bible studies under this tent here. And the banner you see over there is a banner. That banner is the one that we try to identify the church. We have written the Church of Christ, the pillar and the ground of truth. And that is written in French. So we embark on daily tract distributions. These are the one standing on the right there. He's a preacher. He just graduated last year. He gets involved in the distribution of tracts. And that is one thing that is really helping the work in Togo, because they love to read. So we also print these tracts and give them out on daily basis, go into the marketplaces to distribute the tracts. We go into schools. They allow us to come into the schools and do that. And then on the street, we distribute a tract. Then we set up and then have the tracts there. People come in, we write their names and give them Bible correspondent courses, and also give them tracts. So all these are avenues that we use trying to get to people. Here you see a Bible study going on. These three men here are preachers, and this lady sitting in front of them. And the Bible study is going on here. That's one thing that we do very much on a daily basis. There's Bible class going on somewhere. The sister back there, she's one of the sisters that is so interested in the personal work. And here she is, you know, discussing the Bible with her. And then we have another Bible study going on here. Bible study going on. This was a congregation that was started about less than a year ago. And we presently don't have a place for the church to meet. So we rented that room over there. It's a warehouse where somebody keeps items that she sells. So we rented it for a while. We are still using it. And this leads to also another need. We are establishing churches, we are planting churches, but the difficulty is, where do they meet? And as a result of this difficulty, we have even slowed down on the way that the number of congregations we need to establish in a year. Because to start a congregation without a place for them to stay or worship makes the work very, very difficult. So this is the place where the congregation worships. Right now, we are also in the process of raising $800 each, and I'm going to show you some of the buildings, structures that we can put up with $800 and furnish it with some chairs so that they can use as a place of worship. Now here, this is the banner that we use. Église du Christ, La Colonne et la Pile, which is Church of Christ, the pillar and the ground of truth. Anywhere we go, we carry this with us. So this is a setup for evening program, open air preaching. And this the fellow, this preacher, he controls the equipment. So this is the setup that we have here. And that's the same thing we see here. The projector is sitting on that chair. And we have the PA system over there. And people, so they will show film, somebody will preach, and that goes on for about 3 nights. So you can see a section here where somebody is preaching and you see the crowd. Some are standing and some are sitting for about 1.5 hours listening to the message preached. Then we come here, Well Bible School. As John said, I was converted through Well Bible School in Liberia. So Well Bible School is a work that I've been involved in for so many years because I know it works. It works. I have two men who work with me, and this is the banner that we use for our Well Bible School program outreach. We go out there, set up with this little tent, and then people come in, give their names, we record their names for Bible correspondent course, and we also give them tracts. Here, I visit congregations like I'm doing over here. They allow me to preach. After preaching, I tell them about Well Bible School and engage those who want to be involved in the work, and that's what I'm doing over here. Now, in Togo, also, we still mount this, give out tracts, and as I said, it's a daily thing that we do. Okay, Bibles, and it's almost like sometimes they even stand like this to conduct a Bible study without even sitting down. And this preacher, he goes from place to place. There's a shop where they sell clothes. He's there giving tracts. We go to, this was at a youth rally where we mount our tent and also chair and tables and the tracts and everything. And we try to enroll people for the Bible correspondent course. This is the chariot, the one that we use in Ghana. This is bigger than what we use in Togo. This is it has a compartment over here. Here, it's a sleeping compartment. It has two beds in there, a bunk bed for the drivers. And in there, we have a baptistry. In this truck, we have PA system. Anything that you need for outreach program. This was bought by George Fong, who lives in South Africa, for mission work in Ghana. And I'm one of the, we have three of us preachers who oversee this truck, and I'm one of them. This also at the students' youth rally. And when we go into some of the towns to preach or hold our campaigns, this is what we do. There's a float. We have men and women moving around in the traffic, distributing tracts, giving all those vehicles that are passing, as you see them doing here, giving tracts out to those who are in the vehicle, and then informing them that tonight we are going to have a public preaching. So you see, all these things go on, and we often get very excited doing this type of work. And this is the banner that we use for Well Bible School. Well Bible School. And this, what you see there are all the courses that Well Bible School, these are all the courses. And these are some of the information that we give. We have our telephone number, email address, and everything over there. So this is how we display the tracts. These tracts are supplied by Mission Printing. I don't know if you are aware of Mission Printing. They are in Arlington. They provide us with sea containers of this tract, and we use, and they are helping and very effective. Here I'm involved in this Well Bible School, explaining something to this lady about how to take a Bible correspondent course. on the street, we give tracts to anybody. Anybody who would like to read receives a tract. And one thing that we do also on almost daily basis is dawn preaching. This dawn preaching takes place around from 4:30 in the morning. We have men who go out with the bus. And as you can see here, he was in this van preaching until now day has broken. They go there from 4:30. We have a PA system in the car. We have horns on top of the vehicle, and then they speak through there. So they sit in the vehicle and do it. They will play some church songs, and also we have a digital Bible. We connect it, and they will listen to a section of the Bible while they are in bed. And when day breaks, you see them start moving towards the place. So here is another preacher also sitting in this van and preaching at about 4:30 in the morning. And these are some of the people who came out to receive tracts after hearing the message preached. Then we are involved in a radio program sponsored by Well Radio in Louisiana. So every Sunday evening, we go to the radio station and the preaching is done. Now, what you see here is a congregation that was started just early this year. But unfortunately, this congregation doesn't have a place to meet. So they meet under these trees. Okay, this is a new congregation meeting under a tree. And that also shows that there's a need. There's a congregation in the northern part of Togo, started by our brother Steve Ashcraft with some of the church members from Parliament. Yeah, this is another place of worship. Now you can imagine when it starts raining, then it means that there will be no worship service. Well, they will be there, and when it is about to rain, everybody moves to the preacher's house and they stay there. So we thought it wise that, well, it's okay. We need to raise funds to purchase the land. This particular land over here was sold. We were able to raise funds to purchase it. And now this is what the structure that we have on it. Somebody sent us about $800. We're able to do everything, get some chairs and other things for them to be able to put up a building like this to worship. And this is one of the first ones that we did with local items and put up something like this for about 30, 40 people to meet in. This is another structure also that was put up for this congregation. This one, often when I go to Togo, I do have the opportunity to preach, and our baptisms. We conduct baptisms almost every week. Almost every week, there's baptism going on, as you can see here. We recently had to build this baptistry at the compound where the school is, so that if someone wants to baptize, maybe even 12 midnight, we'll have a place for this baptism to take place. In the past, we had to take this person to the riverside, which is very risky because of snakes and other things, to go and conduct baptism at night. So we put up this. This is a student who came to the preacher training school from a denomination. And he got there within 2 months. After he started with the class, he became so convinced that this fellow baptizing him is one of his colleague students who is a member of the church, who studied with him and baptized him. So what we do at the school, we accept anybody who wants to come. And whether you are a member of the church or not, And in the past, all those who came from denominations to the school were all converted. The very first three students that we had in the school were from the denominations. They came within 6 months, they decided to baptize. So we have continued that. Here we have baptism from our radio program, from the Bible correspondent courses. We always have baptism. And as I said, we often meet to have different programs. And here we're having an end of year, what we call the Bible camp. We come together, and at this very Bible camp, we had over 300 members of the church who were present. When I started working in this area, in the Parliament area, we didn't even have 20 members in the church. But from 2005, when we started the Bible training program, now we have over 600, I can say about 800 Christians in the area, because we've baptized about 862 people. And here we have 300 people coming for a program like this. And this strengthens the church. Meeting together, having meals together helps. So this is the Bible camp, and this little girl, they also have a part in the program. And on 31st of every month, 31st of December of every year, we have a meeting called the Watch Night Service. It's the tradition in Africa, and so we encourage that. Watch Night Service, where we all come together, all the churches in the area come together in a place, and then we do preaching, we sing, we pray, we do all those things from 9 p.m. until 12 midnight. As soon as we enter into a new year, we close the service, and then we have breakfast, and we dismiss. So this was one of them. People came in. We had almost 200 people come in that night. There are several people sitting outside. They have to sit outside because there was no space in the building. Okay. As I said, we often meet. This was at another program called Pentecost. In Togo, they have a special day on the 50th day after the Easter, which is Pentecost. It's very big on the Catholic Church's program in Togo. So we decided, since all the churches are meeting and it's a very big day, why don't we also meet on that Sunday and have some lecture go on to encourage our brethren? And we do that, and it's doing very well. So this was that lecture, the one day lecture, and then after the whole program, we take a meal, and then we close. So here you can see all the children being who are sitting down quietly, and they are being served with food here. We recently had what we call the food security workshop, a two-day food production workshop, sponsored by Healing Hands in Nashville, Tennessee. They sent one of their workers to come and teach us how to teach us about drip irrigation, how you can use a system to grow your crops even in very dry areas. And they came to teach us that. So this workshop was for 2 days, and here he is, Ebenezer, because he doesn't speak French. He speaks English, and then I translate into our local dialect for the people. And he taught us how to do this. So from the classroom, we go onto the field, where the practical aspect of drip irrigation, and he taught us how to do that. This is a very big land that we have here. It's about almost more than 5 acres of land that was purchased for the work in Togo about 15 years ago. But we have never used it. We have never been able to develop it. And that's one thing too I'm looking at. How can we develop this land? How can we develop this land? Right now we are thinking about using it for the school building, and also for a farm where we can take care of animals, we can rear animals, and also a section of it will be used for crops. So here we see some of the church members who volunteered to come and clear this land. We are going to grow corn on it, and this corn will be harvested by December to feed those participants at the end of year Bible program. So that's what they are doing over here. So we have all these members came to help. Then we have Healing Hands helping us to start our school garden. They bought this chain for us to put around the area to protect it. We did that. Here you can see the garden going on. These are all preachers with some members of the church who come together. They just enjoy being together. So they will come help us in this process. These were some of the crops. And recently these pictures were taken. This was our first harvest from the farm, pepper and garden eggs. And what we are doing is we want to grow this thing on a very large scale, be able to sell, use some by the students, and then the rest will be sold in the market to generate some income. Here you can see this lady. She's a young lady in the church who volunteered to go and sell this. We want to try it, we see how best it will go. Then recently, we organized another workshop. This is our resource person. He studied in different agriculture science, how to take care of animals. So we organized the workshop to teach members, to teach preachers, to teach students how to rear sheep, goats, pigs, rabbits, chicken, and also how to prepare beehives so that we'll be able to get honey out of it. He came to teach us. All he wanted from us was to buy these handbooks, and we bought them, and he came and taught the class. So this was the workshop that we had. And this picture was taken after the program. All the books you see us holding there contain all this, how to take care of these animals, how to feed them, how to, you know, anything that you need to know about the animals is written in that book. And the fortunate thing that happened, this resource person who is sitting down there in the water, he came as a resource person. He wasn't a member of the church, but after the program, he decided to baptize. And here he is sitting there. But apparently, he had been visiting one of the local congregations. So when we all met together with all the preachers being there, he decided he wanted to baptize. So now he's a member of the church. So what we are trying to do is to hire him to come and teach the students how to rear these animals. So that when the students get out and they don't even have any money, they can get one or two animals together and try to raise them to take care of themselves. Then another issue has to do with the Mass Hill Christian Academy. I've been writing about it. It's a little school that we started over there in Ghana. It started in the church building. This is where the church meets. So the school started in this building. Then we were able, with help from some brethren, we were able to put up this structure. It has three classrooms where the kids go to school. Here you can see recently they were taking their exams, and this was in the church building. And because we didn't have enough money to do these things, we just put up a structure. Here you can see that it's not even covered around it. There's no cover around it. And they sit and they are exposed in the class. And this was one thing that I discussed with the elders, that I want the Blanco Church to take over the school and help to support it so that it becomes a big school. These little kids that we see in here, I see them as potential members of the Lord's Church. This, in the future, will become Christians. So I realized that one way that evangelism can take place is to have a school. Because all the kids that will come to the school, if we treat them very well, in the future they become members of the Lord's Church. So this is another area that I'm looking at very well. So these are the students, this is the uniform that they use. And these kids, if you want to adopt maybe one or two to take care of them, that would be very wonderful. Okay, we need just about $60 every 3 months, every quarter. We need about $60 to take care of these kids. If you need to adopt some, take care of them in school, pay their tuition, give them one meal a day, and all that, you can do that with $60 every 3 months. These are some of the young men who teach this little kid. There is a teacher with a student, a kid. This vehicle belongs to somebody. We have kids coming from very far off places, so this bus goes to pick them up and bring them to school. This is their Friday wear. This is what they wear on Fridays. I visited the place recently and there was no way for these kids to go back home. So I have to use my vehicle to pick them and send them to their village. And these are parents who, after every 3-4 months, they come together to meet as a parent-teacher association of the school. Then we go to a place, this machine you see here, is the risograph machine. It was purchased by Brother George Funk for us, and we use it in producing tracts. These are some of the tracts that we have produced. Then we rented this little place here called the Resource Center. We had to do this because whenever we invited people to come to the church building or the place where we worship, they wouldn't do it because some of them are so biased that if you tell them to come to your church place or where you meet, they wouldn't do it. So we rented this place in the city. It's a resource place. We have books, we have tracts, we have CDs and all kinds of things. You can come and read there. It's a reading room. You can come and sit down and take a tract and other materials and read. And they are responding to this one. So they do come here. So this is our resource center. We have place for tracts. I print the tracts in Ghana, bring them to Togo, and then the brethren who work here will staple all for distribution. So this is the chariot in Ghana. When we go for a typical open-air preaching, we have a lot of chairs in there. We arrange them, the PA system and all, and the film show will be on that white background. I said earlier that this chariot has a place in there where baptistry in there to facilitate baptism whenever we have the opportunity to baptize anybody. This lady standing over here was baptized in that. And this is a float where Bibles, when we go into a town, the church people will follow the truck, be moving around, be distributing tracts. And this was a session where this chariot opens in a way that there's a platform in it that you can pull from underneath the vehicle, stand on it, and preach to a crowd. And that's what they are doing over here. You see somebody standing over there, and this poor, and you can preach to them. This was a local congregation that had a campaign. This year alone, over 600 baptisms have taken place already with the chariot. And this was another section also. This was a night preaching at a student. Young people had a program recently, and this was what it looked like in the night when someone was teaching them. So sometimes we go to places and baptisms occur. Sometimes you have about 20 people who want to baptize at the same time. And preachers just get into the water and baptize these individuals. Recently, we had this group from the US, from Oklahoma, who came to visit. They support some churches in Togo, so they came to visit. And they decided to come to our school to come and see how we do things over there. And that was the visit. After that, this group picture was taken. So it means that we can have a group from Blanco here visit us in Togo. And then we have this sea container of tracks from Arlington. And sometimes I have to pick some of the tracks, boxes, to go and distribute. And this is how we store the tracks. And on some Sundays, tracks are given to members of the church where I attend, and then they go out into the neighborhood to distribute tracks. And here you can see them after the worship service. They have collected their tracks and they are going for distribution. Here is my wife and the sister. They took me out recently for Father's Day, and we have our little grandson sitting over there. This is a university college that belongs to one of our deacons in the church. I was very instrumental in starting a congregation that meets here. It's been about 2 years now, and we have almost 100 members meeting over here. So this is a new work that we started. So this is the Knoxford Church of Christ. And that particular, one of the days, we had visitors from Abilene and other places, and we decided to organize a dinner for them after the worship service. This was the time that we were taking their meal. And I'm sure we have talked about my car issue a lot, and I want to thank you very much for helping to get me this vehicle. Okay, my other vehicle had almost 500,000 miles on it. It couldn't go anywhere again. So I want to thank you very much for helping me to get this vehicle. It's doing very well. It's a Hyundai. It's automatic. It has air condition, and it's good. And it uses diesel, which is cheaper than the ordinary petrol. So it's working very well. I appreciate it. I appreciate your help and everything that you have done for me. So I bring my presentation to a close. Maybe you have one or two questions that you would like to ask. Feel free to do so. But what I told the elders was that everything that I've said, I want Blanco Church of Christ to take over Mass Hill. Take over Mass Hill as a project that will see to it that it becomes a big school that will have so many children there who one day will become members of the Lord's Church. Thank you very much. God bless you. Brown tree. Brown tree.
And you are truly amazing. You didn't bring out in your presentation that the language spoken in Togo is not English. It's not the same language as Ghana.
Yeah.
But you teach them as French, their language.
Yeah. So I don't do the teaching, but I teach them in our local dialect that we all can understand.
Well, you preach to
them? Yeah, I preach to them.
But you are truly amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you too. any comments, any questions? I mentioned to the elders that we need, this little school needs this school materials, and then the Bible class materials. We want them to begin to learn, you know, the same way that the children go to Bible class here, we want to start them that way. Okay, and Sundays too, we invite most of them back to the school for church service. So we need Bible class, children Bible class materials. For most of them, they are children. We have we have kindergarten all the way. I don't know, do you call it kindergarten here? Okay, kindergarten all the way up to fourth grade. We've been trying to add a class each year. Each year we add one class because we don't have money to put all the entire structure. So every year we have. So this year, this September, we are going to start the fifth grade. Fifth grade. We need materials for all those classes. If it's materials that we have used and you have some left, we can accept them and use them for the kids in the school. The English language, because they are taught in English. Okay, they are taught in English. Yeah, Bavos, you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of your work is in Ghana.
Yeah.
But
all that I've explained now, greater part of the work now is in. I was working in Ghana, but when I entered Togo, I decided to slowly, you know, develop the work in Togo, and it's going well in Togo more than in Ghana. So I spend more time in Togo than in Ghana. Okay. But I live in Accra, in Ghana, but I go there for a week, come back, 2 weeks, come back, and that's just how I've been moving between these two countries. There are so many things that go into this, but I can't say all, okay? But this is just to give you some rough idea of what goes on daily basis. And as I said, next year we want to start a school. This preacher training school is going to be a preacher training school where those who will come there will learn how to take care of animals, will learn how to grow crops and take care of them, and also study the Bible. So this school will start next year. Okay. Is that all? Huh? But I'm around up to, I'll leave on Tuesday, but I'll come back before finally leaving for Ghana. Okay, I'll come back. If you have anything you think that you can do, if you think two or three of you can come together and support a kid in the school, I want you to take it as a project, because we can do a lot of good by just going through this school. We don't know who these children will become in the future. A lot of those boys you see there will become preachers, those little kids. The girls you see there will become preachers' wives, deacons' wives, elders' wives. So it is a whole mission field that we have in that school. Okay. Okay, thank you. Everything went down well. No questions, no comments. As I said, I'm going to be here tonight. I'll be here. If you need to ask me the questions, feel free to do so. Thank you. John?
Well, thank you, Willie. We really appreciate it. Boy, that's a good report, isn't it? So much work being done there, and I'm sure just like you said, there's so much to talk about. He just tells us the hem of the garment, more or less. We really appreciate your work and all that's been done over there by others. God's opened so many doors over there. I have an invitation song, and we'll be singing it. As you can see through the work that's been done in Ghana and Togo, it's the same. It's the same work. So, you know, it's the same gospel being preached. It's the same Jesus. People being baptized in the same Christ, and we're brothers and sisters with Him. And that's what the church is about. If someone is here who's never done that, well, you'll have an invitation song so that you can come and join them.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for.